Okay, so how successful are programs like Reading Rainbow or Sesame Street at helping kids learn to read? NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports their impact is mixed.
Of the nearly 8 million children entering kindergarten and first grade this fall, up to a third will arrive with little or no familiarity with a written word. For these kids, even learning the alphabet is a daunting task. But that's where educational television has stepped in.
Ernie presents the letter A.
One word that begins with A is apple. And this is an apple.
And this is Cookie Monster.
We know exactly what happens to that apple once Cookie Monster gets a hold of it, but what happens when you sit children in front of the TV to watch? Well, for one, it exposes them to books and the importance of reading.
But setting the table is different than the actual act of learning how to read.
Richard Long heads the International Reading Association, which represents reading teachers and researchers. He's a fan of children's programs that promote reading, but says TV is not a tool to teach explicit reading skills. That's a job for schools, with parents doing their part, too. If they're not, says Long, children's programs are better than nothing.
Parents who are using television shows are using them because they have to. If a parent is working two or three jobs and they have a choice between putting a kid in front of a show that will help with vocabulary, that's a plus, because the alternative is zero.
Is it enough? No. The data is clear. Most low-income children don't know very many words when they start school, so they struggle to catch up to read at grade level. Children's educational programs, of course, never set out to solve this problem on their own. And as Richard Long points out, there's only so much children's television can do for kids who don't attend good schools, seldom get a good reading teacher, and have no one at home to read to them. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.